Even as he is dying, Jesus continues his work of reconciliation. He stands in the gap between God and man, between holiness and sin. His prayer is not for vengeance on his enemies. It's not even for himself. It's for others. God doesn't scare us into submission. We read in Romans, and we sang about it just a few moments ago, that it is God's kindness that leads us to repentance. And that's why today is called Good Friday. This is the day that the culmination of God's love toward us was displayed on the cross. Jesus asks forgiveness for his killers with his words, and he asks forgiveness for the human race with his blood. And it is by that blood that we are saved. God's kindness leads us to turn away from sin and towards him. And we talk about Jesus' death on this day, but in the story, there are three deaths that happen. On either side of Jesus is a cross, and there are two criminals being killed with him that day. And in each one, we see a different type of death. The first is that of Jesus dying for our sin, something that only he could do because he was sinless and perfect, fully God and fully man. Only he could do it because only Jesus is the way to life with God. But in the criminals, we see two more types of death happening. One dies in sin that day, and the other dies to sin that day. The first criminal to speak is mocking Jesus, taunting him to save himself and to save them. Ironically, Jesus is doing just that, dying to save them. But this man is blind to the spiritual significance of what is taking place. He dies not having acknowledged Jesus as Lord. He dies without repenting. He dies in his sin. The other death we see on the cross is that of the second criminal. He understands his own guilt. He sees that Jesus is the only one who can save him. He dies to his sin that day. He asks Jesus to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. And we see that word remember show up a lot in the Bible. We read that God remembered Noah when he was in the ark. God remembered Rachel and Hannah when he opened their wombs and gave them children as they prayed for. God hears the groaning of the Israelites and he remembers his covenant to them. God remembers Samson and restores his strength to him. When God remembers someone, he gives them the innermost longing of their heart. This criminal asking Jesus to remember him is saying, I long to be free from sin. I long to be with you. Isn't that the longing that we all have? Sometimes we can't recognize it, but all of us were made to be in a relationship with God. We were made to be with the one who knows us better than anyone else, our Creator. And until we let God meet that longing, we cannot know peace. In Jesus, in his loving kindness, replies, today you will be with me in paradise. And we heard this word today a few weeks ago. We looked at the story of Zacchaeus. Jesus looks up into the tree and sees the little man and says, "Today I am coming to your house." And when Zacchaeus brings him into his home, Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this home." Today refers to the time of God's visitation. It is the time when God appears, knocking at our door. It's what the Greek word kairos refers to, a critical or opportune time for action. For the criminal on the cross, God visited him in his final moments. And this man, he didn't hesitate to respond. Jesus' last words took us through the purpose of the cross. His great kindness in offering forgiveness and a chance to repent. In his final moments, he commits his spirit into his Father's hands and he dies. His last words, the last conversations that he had on earth, encapsulate his whole ministry and his purpose, as was reiterated throughout the book of Luke. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And Jesus is seeking you this morning. The time of God's visitation is now. God is knocking on your door now. And the invitation that he presents is the same for us as it was for Zacchaeus, the same as it was for the criminal. Repent and let me in, and come into a life with me. We can never know which words we say will be our last, but we can make sure that the next words we speak will be words of life, words of truth, words that give voice to our deepest longing. Jesus, remember me. Amen.